The Mishnah Masech Tishah Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis teaches us Hamoitzi Oichlim Pachs Mekishir B'Keli. If somebody takes out food less than the shear in a keli, Pata Afal Keli Shakeli Tfeilolai, he's Pata on the keli because the keli is bottle is tuffle to the food, and since he didn't carry out proper amount of food for which you are chayiv, not only is he not chayiv for the food, but he's also not chayiv for the keli. Similarly, the Mishnah says, as a chayiv amita, if he carries out a live person on a bed, pata af alamita shamita tfelalai. He's also potter for the bed, for the chay, as the Gemara teaches us on the Tzadik Dalet Amun Aleph. There's a rule, chai noisei is atzmai. So he's not chai for carrying the chai. And not only is he not chai for carrying the chai, but he's also not chai for carrying the mita, shahamita tfeilolai. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, hamoitzi oichlun kashir, if somebody carries out food, in bekli, if the food are in a keli, Chayiv ala oichlim upata ala kli. He's chayiv for the oichel upata ala kli. Vim hoye tzorch la kli. But if he needs, if him hoye kli tzorch loy, chayiv ala keli. But if he needs the keli separately, he's chayiv for the keli as well. And there's a very big machloikus rishonim. How to understand this halacha? When are you potter for the keli, and when are you not potter for the keli? The Rambam's opinion is that we in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Chav Ches that under all circumstances, if I put an object into a keli, the halacha is that you potter for the keli. The Ravid says differently. He says only where it's impossible to take this object out without a keli. Let's say he uses the example of a strawberry that you can't carry in your hands because your hands will get dirty. Water would be another good example. Anything that you can't carry out without the keli, there the halacha is that you put on the keli. But let's say you're carrying the type of food or object that could be carried without the keli, then you are chai for the keli as well. And the Rabbeinu Chananel opinion is just the opposite of the Ravid's. He says, if it's a type of object that cannot be carried out without the keli, then you're chai on the keli as well. But if it's the type of object that could be carried out without the keli, then you're going to be potter on the keli. And the question is, how do we understand this very important machloikis rishonim? There's a piece of Kibbutz Shurim from Rabbi Chanan Vassman, the next to the last piece on Masechet Beya, where he discusses this halacha of taking something out on a keli, or you put on the keli, that you put on the keli shaklit feiloloi, and he gives two explanations why is the halacha that way. One explanation, which seems to be what Rashi says here, is that the keli is tuffel to the oichel. So since the keli is tuffel to the oichel, it's when you take out the keli, it's really taking out the oichel. You're not taking out the keli because the keli is bottled to the oichel. Another explanation he gives is that it's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. That since we know by Shabbos what type of melech is osur, only meleches machshavos. So only when you're carrying something out letzoyrich, but if you're not carrying it out with tzoyrich, when you have no tzorich in what you're doing, you have no specific need, then you're potter. And therefore, in this case, where I'm not carrying out the keli for its own purpose, I'm only carrying out the keli because I need to carry out the oichel, and this is the way I carry out the oichel by having a keli. So then the halacha is that I'm potter on the keli. It lacks in the concept of melachas machshavas. Rabbi Chanan says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we know, as we learn in our Mishnah, in our sugyas now, is of the opinion that on Shabbos yichayev for melachas and etzricha legufa, this will be a situation where one is, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not considered a melacha. It's entirely not in the category of melachas machshavas. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you potter on the keli. And Rabbi Chanan himself says, what is the obvious nafkamina between these two approaches? He says the nafkamina is as follows. If we take the approach that the keli is bottled to the oichel, so then the keli is bottled to the oichel, so then that's not a concept which is unique to Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning now a halacha that whenever you have a keli, the keli becomes bottle to the oichel. But if we, however, say that it's a concept in melechas machshavas, so only in Hilchos Shabbos will this rule that our Mishnah teaches us be applicable, because by Hilchos Shabbos there's a concept of melechas machshavas. But in other areas of halacha, we wouldn't necessarily have this halacha about the keli bottle to the oichel. Actually, one could very much suggest that the machloikis harishonim that we began our shir with is very much connected to this question, posed by Rabbi Chanan, how to understand our Gemara. If we say that the vart of a keli tofeloi is that because the keli becomes bottle to oichel, so then it's that's very much consistent with the Ravid's opinion. Because the Ravid says that only by foods or objects that absolutely need the keli do we say that the keli tofeloi, and that's why we can understand that the keli becomes bottled to the oichel, because the keli is so needed to this oichel. They're so linked together. But where the keli is not needed, where I could carry the object without the keli, there, says the Ravid, the keli wouldn't become bottled to the oichel. On the other hand, the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel is just the opposite. Because Rabbeinu Chananel says that if the keli is absolutely needed, in other words, I'm carrying an object that I can't carry without the keli, then I'm chay for the keli. Only when the keli is not needed, says Rabbeinu Chananel, is the halacha that the keli becomes bottle. Why? Because what did we say in the other way Rabbi Chanan understood our Gemara? Rabbi Chanan said, if I don't really need the keli, so then it's not a melachas machshavas. So when, says Rabbeinu Chananel, don't I really need the keli? When I'm carrying an object that I can really carry without the keli. So then halacha is that the keli is bottle. The keli really doesn't serve a very significant purpose. If, however, I'm carrying such an object where the keli is absolutely necessary, if I carry an object where the keli is necessary, to go and then suggest that this is not a melachas machshavas on the keli, I really don't need the keli, that's a very difficult thing to say when the keli is such an integral part of this activity. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel will hold that you don't have the ptur on the keli. And actually, as we try to understand this entire sugya, we could see that this machlokes rishonim has a profound relationship to everything that's said and learned in this sugya. The Mishnah said, "As a chay b'mita, pata al mita shemita tefel alai. As a meis b'mita, chayif." And if you look in the Rif has a very interesting girsa on the din of a sameis b'mita. The Rif's girsa as a meis b'mita chayiv, says the Rif, chayiv af alamita. And all the achroinim try to understand why, if somebody carries out a chay b'mita, is the halacha that you potter on the mita becomes bottled to the chayli, and if you carry a meis b'mita, are you chayiv on the mita? And in fact, the Bach and many Mefarshim have the Girsan Amishnah as a meis b'mita. You only chayiv for the meis, you're not chayiv for the mita. What is the machloikis all about? The machloikis is very much connected to what we're discussing. By a chay, especially the chay as the Gemara teaches us, we're speaking about in our Mishnah, is a chay hanoisi as atzmai, a chay who could go himself. So there the Mishnah says, carrying the mace, carrying the mita, you'll be potter. And everybody will agree you'll be potter. Because no matter what approach we take in the understanding of keli being bottled to the what the object, the mita you'll be potter. If we'll say that the vart is because the mita is bottled, like it seems Rashi learns, to the mace, to the chai is bottled to the mita, the object, the box is bottled to the object in it, so the mita is bottled to the chai. If we'll say that it's because I look at my main objective, and my main objective is carrying out the chai, I don't really, my main objective is not carrying the mita, so I'm potter on the mita. But let's think about a hameis b'mita. If we learn the pshat, like the first derech Rabbi Chanan suggested, that the object always becomes bottle, that the object used for carrying always becomes bottle to the object I'm carrying, so it's very gishmak. The bed becomes bottle to the mace, and therefore we will not have the girsa of the Rif. But if we say that the vart is that I need, that it depends how important is this item that I'm using to carry out the object, so I can't carry out a mace without a mita. A mace needs the mita. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, says Rif, very much in line with the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, very much in line with the second approach of Rabbi Chanan, that not only will I be chayiv for the mace, but I'll also be chayiv for the mita as well. The Rambam, however, learns, as we said, that it doesn't make a difference how important the mita or the box is. And it makes no difference what type of object I have in the box. On both situations, the Rambam says it's bottle. Probably the best way to understand pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that both pshatim of Rabbi Chanan are correct. And the Rambam's biggest raya is that our Gemara doesn't differentiate between different types of objects being carried. Why? Because the Rambam takes both approaches of Rabbi Chanan. And actually, this pshat, that it makes no difference, there's a stark raya, there's a strong raya in our Gemara to this approach, based on something that I saw from the Sefer Shabbos Shalmi. He asks a gewaldige kasha. The Gemara that we just began learning, Tan Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Oichlan Kishir, Im Hoitz Im Bekeli Chayev Al Oichlan Pota Al Kli, From how you carried kli tzorochloi, if you needed the kli separately, chayiv afal kli. Ask the Gemara immediately that according to this brisa, and the Gemara has a whole discussion, it turns out that you do one act and you'll be chayiv two chatos. You're carrying out the box with the oichel in it, and you chayiv chatos both for the keli and for the box. And ask the Gemara immediately, shmamino, isn't this going to be a raya to a question that already came up in the Sechta Chulin, Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, Oichel Shnei Zeisi Chela Behelem Echad, Chayiv Shtayim. that if you ate two kazeisim chayiv in one shot, you could be chayiv in one eating. You could be chayiv two separate malchus. And as a machlokas rishonim, even how to understand pshat in the Gemara's question. Is pshat in the Gemara's question? Isn't this a question that was posed in Masechet Chulin? And from here we have an answer. Or I saw that the Ritva says that certainly the halacha is oichol shnei kazeisim b'chelam echad, you only chayiv achas. How here could we suggest that you chayiv shtayim? Ask the Sefer Shabbos Shalmi, how could our Gemara attempt to compare the case of carrying an oichel in a box to the case of oichel shnei kazeisim chayiv b'chelam echad? There I'm sitting, rachmana litzlan, and I'm eating chayiv. So it's one act of eating chayiv. Yes, I didn't only eat one kazeis, rachmana litzlan. I ate two kazeisim. But it's one act of eating. Here, it's two separate objects that I'm carrying. I'm carrying the oichel, and I'm carrying the keli. So how could the Gemara attempt to compare these two cases? Question that asked the Shabbos Shalmi. Says the Shabbos Shalmi, and this is very much in line with the first approach of Rabbi Chanan. You know what, says the Shabbos Shalmi? That the oichel and the keli, if anything, is more like Shnei Kazeisei Chelev. Why? Because the Oichel and the Keli are really one thing. Why? Because the Keli becomes bottled to the Oichel. And since the Keli becomes bottled to the Oichel, the halacha is that it's no different than two Kazeisei Chelev. Because it's not that it's a box and an object in a box. On the contrary, the box and the object in the box are really all one and the same. But it's very interesting to note that Rabbi Chanan, in the piece before, asks a very interesting question. He asks, actually, one could suggest, call it a stira. He says that our Gemara is teaching us that the oichel becomes, that the keli becomes bottled to the oichel. And therefore, he says, the Gemara, later in our Masechta, on Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amen Aleph, teaches us that if somebody carries on Shabbos from Mishus HaYochet to Shus Rabim, a person who's wearing Begodim, he's potter on the Begodim. Why? Because the Begodim are bottled to the person. So if you're not Mechuyah for carrying out the person, you're also not Chayah for carrying out the garments that he's wearing. But then he asks that the Gemara Masechta Beya, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that if somebody's wearing on Shabbos a beged that he borrowed from someone else, and we know that there's a halacha of tchumim, so even though the person who's wearing these begodim are, the person who's wearing the begodim is still walking within the tchum where he may walk, but if the begodim are out, but if the tchum of the begodim, the tchum of these garments, given that the garments belong to someone else, so we go after, when we come to Hilchas tchum, we follow the tchum of their owner, you're not allowed to wear those garments outside of their tchum. And the question is obvious, asked Rabbi Chanan. Aren't we saying that the garments we wear are like the food in the box? And just like the box becomes bottled to the food, shouldn't the garment become bottle to the person who's wearing it? So if we learn, like the second approach that Rabbi Chanan suggested, that this halacha, that the keli becomes bottle to the oichel, is a special din in Melechus Machsheves, it's a special din in Hilchos Shabbos, so we could very well understand why the halacha by Tchumim is different. Because although Tchum are Hilchos Shabbos, the din of Melechus Machsheves wasn't said regarding Hilchos Tchumim. And therefore, even though in our Gemara, the beged becomes bottle to the person who's wearing it, the box becomes bottle to the food in it, we can't say such a word in Hilchos Tchumim because we don't have a din of Melechus Machsheves. But that's only if we follow that approach of Rabbi Chanan. But if we follow the other approach of Rabbi Chanan, which, as we said, the Rambam says that the Bavli actually follows both approaches, so now we have a Gevaldig Akasha. If the Pshat is, and we said when we learned when we began our shir, that if we say that the reason why when you carry oichel on a box, you're not chayiv for the box, is because the box becomes bottle to the oichel. So if that's the case, so even by Hilchas Tchumim, we ought to say that the garment becomes bottle to the person. Why does the Gemara in Masech Tebeya, that Flamed Zayin on the base, teach us that the garment does not become bottle to the person? Rav Chanan doesn't answer this question. So I saw for Shlomo Zalman in the Micha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Simen Tezvav that he says a very nice pshat. He says, when do we say that the box becomes bottle to what he's wearing? The box becomes bottle to what's in the box. The garment becomes bottle to the person. That's only in a case where I'm carrying something. So now, let's learn our Gemara. Our Mishnah. I'm carrying a box with food in it. So what am I carrying? Am I carrying food or am I carrying the box? So the halacha teaches us that the box is bottled to the food. And since the box is bottled to the food, I'm not carrying the box. I'm only carrying the food. If I'm carrying a person wearing clothing, I'm carrying the person. I'm not carrying the clothing. In the Gemara Masech Tebeya, Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, nobody's being carried. I'm walking. And the question is, that's not a didn't carry. I'm walking. I'm walking within the Tchum. I'm walking outside the Tchum. That has nothing to do with a Hilchus carrying. When we're not speaking about Hilchus carrying, when we speak about Hilchus carrying, so we have to, Hilchus Hoitzah, we have to identify what is and what isn't being carried. And the halacha is the food is being carried, the box is not being carried. When we're not speaking about Hilchus carrying, we're talking about I am walking, so my clothing have nothing, I'm walking there, I'm walking, am I outside the Tchum, or within the Tchum, and my clothing. Therefore, there is nothing to do with Hilchus Bittel, and the clothing have their own Tchum. There's an interesting tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik. The Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Lamed Beis, and he speaks about carrying a child in a carriage on Shabbos. The issue he discusses in that tshuva, which is relevant to the next year we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, the halacha of Chai Noiseis Atzmai. So he says, even if there's a person who lives in a community where there is no Erev, where there is an Erev, but he doesn't like to rely on the Erev, if he has a child who could walk by himself, he should not be makbid and allow his family to use the Erev, because anyway, the child could walk by himself because of Chai Noises Atzmai. And there, he says, you could even take that child out in his baby carriage, because the baby carriage is bottle to the child. And since he's interested, he's only pushing the carriage because he wants to move the child, the carriage becomes bottle to the child, and therefore, like our Gemara says, when it comes to carrying, just like the box is bottled to the oichel, the carriage is bottled to the child, and if there's no problem carrying the child, there's no problem in pushing the carriage either. However, he says, that's only when you have in the carriage the child, or whatever the child is wearing, whatever is absolutely needed for the child. But let's say you have in that baby carriage other things as also. There you can't say that the carriage becomes bottle to those items. And according to what we learned in our shiur today, this psak is very much understandable. Because what are we saying in our shiur? We're saying that the beged becomes bottle to the person. The box becomes bottle to what's in it. But that's only if they're linked together. Because even the Rambam, whose approach is that it's din and bittul, it's only when they're linked together. But there is no linkage between the carriage and the food in it. You can't say that the food that I have in this carriage or the other objects are needed, are there. That's not what the carriage is, that's not what the child is. And therefore, everybody will agree that we can't say that the carriage is bottled to the other items. The carriage could only be bottled to the child and whatever the child absolutely needs and to nothing else.